Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Final work is underway to prepare for the two New Year's Eve fireworks displays over the Delaware River. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports from the Navy Yard.
Technicians are loading hundreds of firework shells into mortars on the deck of a barge. Fireworks tech Kevin Stead from the firm Pyrotechnico said each chrysanthemum, willow, and palm is then wired to a computer-controlled timer.
Connect them to the firing system. Each module is numbered for each shell to tell exactly when it's going to go up in time.
The producers of the 6 p.m. and midnight shows included elements to honor the legacy of Jody Milkman, the VP of the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation, who died in November. Corporation President Joe Forkin said the John Williams selections in the soundtrack and the pinks and greens at the end of the fireworks displays are meant to acknowledge her memory.
And they put together shows, I think, that hit on all of the themes that Jody would have loved, and that's sound, light, and color.
The fireworks are synchronized to music that will be broadcast right here on KYW News Radio. Philadelphia got its first woman mayor in 2024. Sherelle Parker has brought substantial changes to city government, and being in charge has brought major changes to Parker's life. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb spoke with the mayor about her first year in office.
Until you're sitting in the seat, you don't understand the magnitude of the responsibility.
Mayor Parker says there's a lot of pressure in the job and some unpleasant surprises.
Some of the social and human services issues that the mayor is required by law to directly be briefed on, horrifying.
But she says the biggest challenge is doing the job while raising her son Langston, who turns 13 next July.
And everything associated with that that parents know about is all happening. I am not exempt.
Being the first mom to be mayor, Parker brings a new perspective to the job. She credits her emphasis on extending the school year and day to understanding the demands on working mothers. Juggling the two roles herself sometimes requires trade-offs.
We took a day, I forget what holiday it was, and I was like, you know what? I know I had a ton of places to go, but I'm not going. And, you know, we did golf and then we did bowling, which I'm terrible at. He was just happy.
You can hear the full interview on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Some Phillies fans stepped up to the plate to raise funds for animal welfare. KYW's John McDevitt explains from the Pennsylvania SPCA in North Philadelphia.
$10,000 was raised for the Pennsylvania Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals by members of the Fandemic Crew, a Phillies fan group started during the pandemic. Every time the Phillies hit a triple during the 2024 season, $100 was put into a fund for the animal shelter. It was called Betty's Triples, a cause for pause, a way for crew member Beth Overmeyer, a Percocet, to honor her late mother, Betty, her mom's passion for the Phillies and for animal welfare.
With the support of friends, family, the Fandemic Crew, the Phillies allowed us to put our banner up in 301 every night. The banner actually went to London, to Pittsburgh, and Chicago for the series in those cities.
And did you have people just come up donating? Or
I would have people come up in the stands and just hand me cash.
The money raised will help with surgeries and other care needed for the animals. New Jersey State Police are trying to identify human remains that were discovered in Cape May County, and they're asking for the public's help. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more.
The remains were found in Belle Plaine State Forest in Dennis Township 3 days before Christmas, according to state police. Investigators believe the female is white or Hispanic and about 5'1". And what really stands out, what police hope will ring a bell and get people to reach out with information, two tattoos on the person. One is a koi fish on the right shoulder blade area. The other tattoo is a rose on the left rib area from the chest to the hip. Police also say they found a yoga mat and a necklace at the scene.
Anyone with info about this person's identity can reach out to New Jersey State Police and leave an anonymous tip. Authorities in Cumberland County have filed more charges against a 29-year-old man for allegedly tricking teens and young girls into sending him nude photos and videos online. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
29-year-old Michael Romig of Commercial Township was arrested December 13th, accused of getting hundreds of sexual images and videos sent to him on social media by girls as young as 10 years old. The Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office says since then, another teen has come forward. Investigators say he initially told her he was a 17-year-old boy named Jason, but eventually came clean and told her his real name and age and asked her not to tell her parents. But she did, and her mother looked up his name, saw he was charged with these offenses, and then contacted police. Authorities say the victim and Romig were communicating daily until his arrest. In all, police say Romig collected more than 250 graphic sexual photos and videos from the underage victims.
He's now being held in the Cumberland County Jail pending a detention hearing and faces a long list of charges. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.